Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Christopher Justice, the president of Global Payment Gaming Solutions, on why his company's services can be utilized by casinos of all sizes. This week's podcast is sponsored by Global Payments Gaming Solutions, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at globalpaymentsgaming.com. Gonna use my legs, gonna use my style. Global Payments Gaming Solutions was one of the first companies in the gaming industry to focus on cashless transactions. Christopher Justice has been in charge since the beginning and remains in charge. Now that there have been early adopters to cashless transactions and the systems have proven to work, he explains why Global Payments is a one-size-fits-all solution to every casino's payment processing dilemma. He spoke with me from his offices in Las Vegas about the next stages in cashless transactions and why the easy way is the best way. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Christopher Justice, the CEO of Global Payments Gaming Solutions. Chris, thanks for joining us. It's been about a year since we talked.
Absolutely, Roger. How you been?
I've been good. So, you know, so it's at least a year since the cashless revolution, as we call it, has really been rolling along. What's your interpretation of how it's been working for you guys and for the industry?
I think we've been really in the typical early adopter phase of a product rollout, mm-hmm. but the pace is certainly increasing and was increasing at the end of 22 and certainly going into 23. Where I really believe we're in the fast follower phase now, which is the really steepest up into the right kind of movement.
Sure.
In terms of adoption, number of people that are in labs currently that are really in the implementation process. So I think you're going to see that there are numerous people that are on the launch pad and that will launch in 23, which will really cause the growth of this revolution, right, to really accelerate quite quickly.
Yeah, you know, Global Payments was one of the first payment processors to get into the cashless space. I remember, it has to be 6 or 7 years ago when we first met. So, but now there's literally dozens of companies you compete with. Do you think this is muddying the waters for the operators trying to make a decision about what program to invest in?
Well, I think there are really two ways to do it. One is based on Tito, and the other is based on the traditional wagering account that's been around for decades. We believe that the Tito solution really represents the easy button. So it's right. The easiest one for the consumer to download and use that allows rated and unrated play. It's just a much easier path toward fast consumer adoption.
Right.
It's also the easy button for the operator because it's easy to install, easy to maintain, easy to count and reconcile because it leverages all of the existing infrastructure. So where I think things are muddy is that the wagering account side of things is very crowded because that's where all of the other providers really sit. And unfortunately, I think that also creates a solution whereby it's hard for folks to figure out because typically it's a very complex implementation for operators
Sure. And
for consumers alike. I think you've tried some of these solutions as you've gone around.
Absolutely.
So what we're finding is that the sophisticated operators really understand the difference between VIP mobility being based on the Tito system and the others that are on the wagering account side of things. And folks are just looking for the easy button.
Right.
And what we're seeing from a consumer perspective is our app rates 4.9 out of 5 stars. So consumers like it. We've got performance at single location Native American operators that exceed the combined results of the 9 enterprise locations that were announced in our recent public company earnings call. Mm-hmm. So it really goes to show the fact that the Tito-based solution really performs and really delivers results for consumers and operators alike.
Sure, sure. So, Last time we got together, we talked about VIP mobility, and now you've got this great product called VIP Preferred. So explain what's the differences between the two.
Well, so VIP Preferred is really the platform where today we've got about 3.5 million consumers that grow about 65,000 customers a month, where we underwrite individual players. And what that does is enable consumers to pay. VIP Mobility is really the mobile solution that then allows them to play. Sure. So they can connect their payments infrastructure into a mobile solution that allows them to then fund up their gaming entertainment,
right,
and enjoy their favorite game.
Right. And they can carry it down to any of the casinos you're partners with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As well as online, I imagine.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, you've got some big clients, some of the big operators with multiple properties, but notice that lately you've been signing up several tribal and standalone commercial properties. How can you scale your product to be affordable for them and effective for the big and small casinos alike?
Well, it really works the same way, whether it's a big operator or a small operator, in the fact that because we leverage the Tito infrastructure,
right,
it's a system agnostic way for folks to roll out without having all of the IT integration and cumbersome complex processes that are required for some of the other systems. So it really does become very, very plug and play,
okay,
very much the easy button. So it certainly scales for big folks as well as small.
Sure. So there's no huge product investment they need to get your system into their place.
Correct. There's no need to upgrade the CMS.
Right.
No need to buy additional modules. No need to change out the in-game hardware and get to the latest SaaS versions and all of the hullabaloo that goes along with just the implementation. But equally, right, because it leverages the existing processes and procedures that exist, there's no need to have to rewrite minimum internal controls and to add all of the incremental job functions that have to come along with overlaying a system,
right,
that operates differently from the rest of the casino.
Sure.
So we feel there's just a much better advantage.
Sure.
Especially for those that are more sophisticated and kind of understand the differences.
Right, right. Yeah, I would think that smaller regional casinos with that local loyal clientele would have a better success at converting their players to cashless just because they know them so well. Does that really work?
Well, what it really boils down to is convenience, security, control, and responsible gaming. What we're finding is that, needless to say, the biggest players that are the higher tiers in the casino's database are also the players that are moving the needle relative to mobility. We find that it's those players because, right, the players that have the most money, that are spending the most money, are also those high wealth individuals who typically have shorter attention and patience levels than a lot of other folks. They're also folks that want it their way and they want control. So the ability to deliver control and convenience to a player to help them really fund up their game the way they want to play is a huge, huge advantage.
Yeah.
And so what we're really seeing is that because we've got visibility of where players spend their money, is that we are seeing that there's a consolidation of spend to the place that does deliver that kind of convenience, security, and control.
Uh-huh.
that folks are looking for. So those that have implemented mobility are seeing a larger share of wallet, which is then ultimately driving increased frequency of guest play, increased time on device, and ultimately GGR. So it's
sure,
a significant win for those folks.
Okay, great. So I've signed up for a couple of those e-wallets for sports betting and online gaming, and there's some are more difficult than others to create. How does Global Payments make it easier for players to create a wallet and quickly understand how to use it?
Boy, that's a great point. And it's part of this as well, Rogers. It's a function of really the difference between kind of going down a path of leveraging the Tito infrastructure versus a wagering account. The sign-up processes, the rules, the regulations, and all of the stuff that are associated with some of those solutions make that process far more complex.
Right.
So from a global payments perspective, in delivering things through Tito, we're really moving money into the casino the way we've done it forever, mm-hmm. which is very consistent with the way you spend money, whether it's in an app or whether it's face-to-face.
Right.
So there's really not the concept of a wallet, not the concept of having to move money into special spots. It's your money. It's there and readily available for you. So we move the money, which delivers then that consistent guest experience that you're used to, both online and offline,
right.
that delivers convenience, security, and ultimately control to allow you to play what you want, when you want, where you want.
Sure. So can a customer use the global payments wallet at different casinos, whether it's online or bricks and mortar?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's one of the unique functions of actually VIP Preferred is that when we underwrote those 3.5 million customers, we do create an opportunity whereby they can then leverage that account anywhere that they want to play. So it makes the sign up process very, very streamlined. It removes friction
right.
and enables players to play.
Okay.
So the ability to acquire new customers and get them into your ecosystem and allow them to actively participate, it's a much more simple process than it would be with any of the other solutions.
Great. So, you know, people seem to be a little bit reluctant to sign up. I mean, I've walked around Resorts World a few times and, you know, people turn away when a guy comes up to them, you want to sign up for the cashless? And so what's the biggest obstacle, do you think, to getting players to sign up for a cashless program?
Well, I mean, you may have hit the nail on the head. I mean, part of it is the process that it takes to implement a lot of the solutions out there. It's kind of unreasonable to think that I've got to sign up for a player club. I've got to go through and give out all of my personal information to get that done. Sign up for my wagering account, get my personal information there, and go through the KYC process to get my wallet and so on and so forth. It is a long, arduous process. So that I think is a significant barrier to adoption, because at the end of the day, if we don't make this seamless and easy for the guests to use, they're not going to use it.
Right.
And that's one of the advantages of VIP mobility is the guests can download that from the app store. They could get started very quickly and easily, and it helps them to get into the game, but it's also delivering the added convenience and security that folks are going to want to need, as well as the control to spend what they want, how they want, easily track it, and to be able to really pull all of the RG elements in there so they're managing their money the way they manage it in everywhere else outside of gaming.
Right, okay. So there's a situation brewing in New South Wales and Australia about where the government wants to force people to use cashless devices to play at any kind of casino, whether it be a pokies or in a full casino. You know, the opposition says, well, that's a violation of my rights. You don't need to know that, but at least it would get it, you know, rolling on the way here. So how do you think that should be handled?
Wow, that's a great question, a tough question, because I can really see both sides of the argument.
Sure,
because
right.
if you think about casinos are really the last big legal user of cash anywhere in the world, which creates all sorts of anti-money laundering concerns. It's a challenge from a responsible gaming perspective with self-exclusion and what have you.
Right.
But so numerous laws and regs and things that are in play. And likewise, from the guest perspective, then you've got privacy. So I can see both sides of the issue. Ultimately, I think cashless does enable the at least the enforcement and regulation of AML, self-exclusion, and some of those other things, because technology provides us with the opportunity to do a variety of things that we can't do and can't be enabled when trying to deal with cash.
Sure.
However, ultimately, I'll leave that to the regulators to figure out, because whatever whatever they decide on a jurisdiction by jurisdiction basis is, needless to say, what we're going to go do. So
right.
We'll leave it to them to make those decisions.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out, that's for sure. So, of course, you know, a large part of the reason that casinos favor cashless is because all transactions are transparent. So your KYC and AML compliance situations are much more straightforward. It also gives them, you know, insight into what constitutes problem gambling and for their customers, and also gives them an insight into how their gamblers, how their customers play. Is this the argument you use when you go to them and try to convince them to use your system?
Well, I'm just going to let you do it. You do a better job than I do, Roger. Your points are spot on.
Yeah.
Because when you think about technology, I can do more from a technology perspective to understand, are you you? Do you actually have the authority to use the accounts that you are including in the system? I've got the ability to provide you with rich tools to allow you to establish your own guardrails from a responsible gaming perspective. Got the ability to do a variety of things, right, to help enforce the rules and the laws within a particular jurisdiction. All the things that can't be done today through cash. So there's numerous ways to go about improving the industry from both for really all the stakeholders, whether it's the player, the operator, or the regulator. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some tremendous advantages to going down this path, all of which have the opportunity to benefit the industry and benefit the stakeholders.
Right, no question. Nonetheless, there's still hundreds of casino properties out there that don't have cashless options for their players at this time. How long do you think it's going to take them to get on board?
Well, another really good question. I think when we look back to 20 years ago when Tito rolled out, it was roughly a 5-year implementation process. And if you think about it, back in the day, that was Star Wars. We right. didn't have cell phones. We sure. didn't have, didn't hardly have fax machines. Nobody had an email address. So the idea of replacing a coin that had value with some piece of paper that was going to disappear if you left it on the dashboard of your car for more than 15 minutes
right.
was ridiculous, right? It was Star Wars. But then when you fast forward to today, everybody has a mobile phone. Better than 92% of all Americans have a smartphone. Everybody's got an email address. The phone replaced the television as the number one screen in America a couple of years ago. So to think that moving to cashless on a mobile phone is ridiculous, right? I mean, it's just a natural way that where we're going as a society.
Right.
So we're 2 years roughly into the cashless revolution. I think this is the year, as I mentioned earlier, this is the year of the fast follower. And I think the next couple of years, we're going to have at least the majority of all casinos will be up and running on some form of cashless to deliver the convenience that customers are going to demand.
Okay. And for the players, their argument, I see it mainly as a safety argument. They don't have to carry loads of cash into the casino or out of the casino if they're winners. And that kind of trumps anything else for me.
Well, I think you're spot on. I read an article where not too long ago, I think it was in Forbes, that talked about the top thing that consumers really want from the casino. And I think it was number 3 was consumers want safe and secure parking. Well, safe and secure parking, I think really speaks to your point where I feel vulnerable walking in or walking out with large sums of money, to whereby from a cashless opportunity, I can push a button, I can move money into the casino, I can enjoy my gaming entertainment, and I can push a button and send it out. Or I can just turn off my phone and leave it in the secure environment of my locked phone, to where if somebody steals the device, no problem. I'll go to Verizon, pick up a new one, log into my account, and just like my bank, my money's there and I can continue to play.
Sure, sure.
So I think it solves a variety of problems and delivers especially a level of safety that especially women would more appreciate.
Sure, no question about it. So one more question. Why should casinos choose Global Payment Gaming Solutions over other options? And we see there's now probably going to be dozens, almost 100 other options at some point.
Oh, you bet. Well, I think we've got a culture of execution. So the prime reason that people utilize us is that our solutions work and they actually generate results. Everything that we show and demonstrate are things that are actually live and operational in the casino space.
Right.
We don't talk about futures. We don't talk about things that may exist in 5 years, because at the end of the day, our customers need to make money today.
Right.
And we need to make money today. So so we are solidly aligned with the destination that our operators are trying to achieve, which is how do we help you to deliver a rich consumer experience that helps you drive financial performance in the long run.
Right.
So our stuff's really easy to manage, easy to regulate, easy for the players, truly the easy button when it comes to the delivery of these kinds of solutions.
Sure. So what you show to your customers and the players is what you offer right now, things that work without any other problem. But I got to assume that you're still doing some R&D and you'll be improving your products as we go forward as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we were on the Forbes list of most innovative companies, which really is a demonstration of the amount of our resources that we plow into innovation. So we've got a significant roadmap of innovations that are really meant to create a differentiated path for our customers to help them really to secure long-term loyalty and guest involvement. And we're going to continue to roll out those solutions. But when we go to G2E or we go to any of the other trade shows to talk about how we're delivering self-service and guest experience and mobile cashless and all of these things, what you see is what you will find if you go to one of our customers, that everything that's in the booth is the stuff that's being delivered
right.
in the casino today.
Right. Okay, great.
No vaporware.
Great. Well, Chris, thanks for taking the time to join us today. It's great to get a update on what's happening in the cashless field. And, I think you guys are going to continue to be one of the leaders, that's for sure.
Well, Roger, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for having a conversation with us today.
No one like me. I'm special.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by Global Payments, the gaming industry's only vertically integrated payment provider, offering solutions that create simple, secure, and more effective ways for patrons to wager and fund their play. Read more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at globalpaymentsgaming.com. To learn more about cashless transactions in gaming, visit ggvmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.